Hello, hello. I'm Malik.
I'm Jamie.
And this is World Gone Wrong, where we discuss the unprecedented times we're living through.
Can your manager still schedule you for night shifts after that werewolf bit you?
My ex-boyfriend was replaced by an alien body snatcher, but I think I like him better now.
Who is this dude showing up in everyone's old pictures?
My friend says the sewer alligators are reading maps now.
When did the kudzu start making that humming sound?
We are just your normal millennial roommates processing our feelings about a chaotic world in front of some microphones.
World Gone Wrong, a new fiction podcast from Audacious Machine Creative, creators of Unwell, a Midwestern Gothic mystery. Learn more at audaciousmachinecreative.com.
Find World Gone Wrong in all the regular places you find podcasts.
I love you so much. I mean, you could like up the energy a little
you
bit.
You could up the energy.
I actually don't take notes.
That was good.
I'm just kidding. You sounded great.
So did you.
People of Earth, the following podcast is not real. But it's spring in the northern hemisphere of your world. The birds are singing, the flowers are blooming, framing devices are shedding their winter exoskeletons and wandering into their walk-in closets of floral capes. Love is in the air. Wait, no, that's microplastics. Well, whatever it is, they smell and taste delicious. Now sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello from the Magic Tavern, a weekly podcast from the magical land of Foon. We've been doing this for 10 years. Now, in prison. Jason, don't forget to take out the garbage. If you've never listened to the podcast before, this is everything you need to know. 10 years and a month or two ago, I fell through a dimensional portal behind a Burger King in Chicago into the magical, fantastical land of Foon. Luckily, I'm still getting a Wi-Fi signal through the dimensional rift, and I use that to upload a podcast recorded here in the Topless Tower, a maximum security prison for villains, which we thought we could easily escape. But apparently, we are more trapped here than we thought. That said, get me through it all. I'd like to introduce my co-host, Chud the Talking Badger. What?
Dark Water Day.
Oh, shit. That's right. You wanted me to introduce you as your villain identity. Also, joining me as always, Darkwater Dave.
I don't wait for any introduction by any man. I'm Darkwater Dave. You're a tall bag of chips.
I am a tall bag of chips. It's true. Thank you. It makes me feel really good being called that.
Yeah, tis my pleasure. Arnie, I feel like since it seems like we're going to be here a while, It feels like Darkwater Dave sounds a bit tougher than Chunt, so I just want to...
That's true.
I really want to slip into... I'm Darkwater... That's right, I'm Darkwater Dave. You want to know how I got this name?
Sure.
One day, I was minding my own business, robbing a horse, and all of a sudden, a man comes out of the woods and stabs me in the stomach.
I'm so sorry. Mid-story, are you open to questions, or do you want me to wait until the end?
I'll take two questions mid-story.
You were robbing a horse.
Mm-hmm. And no, doesn't mean I was jumping on a horse to ride away, therefore robbing the rider. Mm-hmm. I was robbing the horse of its possessions. Now, as
was
we all know...
Was the horse there, or did you sneak into the horse's house while it was away?
The horse was there, but the horse was asleep. Now, we all know that...
I think technically that's a burglary.
I robbed a horse.
All right.
Then a man came out of the woods and stabbed me in the tummy. A dark water started to pour out of my body, a deep, dark red. This water was so red that it stained the grass where it fell. And ever since then, they've called me Dark Water Dave. Oh. Did you know my body is made up of 60% dark water?
I did not know that. But you're very convincingly evil. Ooh, all the worst villains refer to their stomach as their tummy.
Shit. Oh, fuck. Arnie, should I...
Look, here's the thing. I'm so sorry, John. I hope I didn't come off as a dick when I said that. Like, how do you want me to give notes? Like, I'm just trying to protect you if you want to commit to this being a villain thing.
Okay, and I have to get notes. Okay, so if I have to get notes, how do I want them? Oh,
yeah. Ooh.
How about Guthole?
The horse's name?
No, instead of tummy.
Oh, now I want a horse named Guthole.
Oh, well, you can make that the horse name, too.
Guthole's a good name for a horse.
That's right, you heard it here first. Darkwater Dave rides upon a stabbed horse called Guthole.
Oh, that's so good. Oh, I am also joined by my other co-host.
I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Dracus. The elves know me as Fionyak. The dwarves know me as Zonanuk Stengis. And I am known throughout the northeast as Gasmuenius Maestar. And there may be other secret names, names that you shall ne'er hear escape mine lips. But I'm compulsed to say mine full name and titles. But yes, I suppose I should do like Chunt and take on my villain disguise. I am no longer Usador, but Dorisu, the fat, stupid bag of stupid meat magic sorcerer. Yeah. I'm just a dumb idiot human who had to learn magic instead of being a wonderful angelic being who fell from the heavens and became a wizard.
Yeah, and I just realized Guthole rhymes with butthole, yeah.
No, I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
Did you stab the horse twice? Does it have two Gutholes?
Oh, it does now. Hey, Arnie, thank you so much. Thank you so much. You're a lifesaver.
Arnie Chunt, I'm so terrified. For the last week, I have been doing naught but trying to devise some way to escape from this prison. For even my incredible powers have failed to give us purchase or purview into some manner of escape. But I have heard tell of the person behind the person, the one who's pulling all the strings.
Oh.
They refer to them simply as the snake. And if anyone can get us out of here, it's the snake.
So wait a second. You're not talking about Corncob the Calico, the cat wizard that runs the prison, the warden. You're talking about one of the...
Fuck Corncob. Stupid cat wizard can eat a bag of shit.
Corncob will do it. He's crazy.
He is crazy.
Cats love eating shit, right? You have to actively stop them.
I think he's referring to me.
Whoa! Snake.
Whoa. Holy shit.
Nice to see you.
Wait, I have seen you before. Previously, when I was trapped in that amulet by Dripfang.
Oh, yeah. You know what? I don't think we've ever officially met, though.
Oh, yes. Well, I am Usador, wizard of the 12th realm of Ephesius, master of light and shadow, manipulator of magical delights, devourer of chaos, champion of the great halls of Tarakas. The elves know me as Fiangelic, the dwarves know me as Zonanhook Stengis, and I am known throughout the northeast as Gasmuenius Maestar, and I am known to the snake people of the Spartang jungle as...
You know what? Now that you say that, I do remember. I do recognize that. I recognize the... name.
Yes.
No. My snake maidens have talked about you.
Oh, what did they say?
Oh, they said you're an F boy.
Oh, okay. Well,
sorry.
Chunt.
I think I'll
Chunt. Yeah. Usador's talking to one of his spin-off friends.
Arnie, Chunt, sorry. This is Fufina, the snake princess of the Spartanga jungle.
That's right. Hello, I'm a snake princess.
Wow.
I handle some of the lower level duties of the kingdom when, everybody else is out of town.
Oh, sure. Wow. You're like a giant. Like, how would you describe yourself? Like a giant snake woman?
It's kind of like an Amazonian snake woman.
Uh-huh.
It's like a mer snake, like a snake, a mer, not a mermaid, but like a snake maid.
Snake
on the bottom, party on the top.
Okay.
Arnie, have we told you about Amazonians here in Foon?
No.
The snake people all take a vow to ne'er sleep and to work 24 hours a day delivering packages to people all over Foon.
They piss in jars.
They piss in jars. It's
okay,
nuts.
Okay, that is a nasty rumor. I'm going to dispel that rumor right now. That is a nasty rumor that has been going around. Anyway, I've been in this prison for a while now, and I'm kind of the HBIC, if you know what I mean.
I guess I don't know.
Guys, huddle up.
Yeah.
HBIC.
Is it like... It sort of sounds like something a bank would have.
Horny bugs. No, that doesn't track.
Horny bugs in cahoots?
Oh, horny bugs in cahoots.
Are you a horny bugs in cahoots?
You know what? I should have said HSIC. Head snake in charge.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. That's right. I pull the strings. I'm the puppet master around these parts.
So not head bacon charge.
Did you say bacon? I love bacon.
Oh, I love bacon too. We're bonding.
Okay, we have something in common.
Yeah.
Maybe you can be one of my minions.
Ooh, oh. Arnie, you'd make a great snake maid. When life hands you snakes, make snake maid.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to write that down.
Okay. Princess, you're a snake. Do you need help writing that down, or are you,
No, I have the top of me is like a woman.
Oh, I haven't even looked all the way to the top. Ooh la la.
Oh yeah, you got to look all the way up there, guys.
Yeah, everybody's just looking at my underbelly.
Yeah, holy cow.
So, yeah.
No offense. I mean, just a genuine, respectful appreciation.
I think holy cow is a compliment, you know. Some people worship cows.
And if I may, princess, I wouldn't call it an underbelly. I'd call it like an undergut hole.
You know what? I would too. Thank you.
Yeah.
I always try to work gut hole into every conversation, and it never seems to be able to slip in really easily. You know, people don't want to use it.
Right? Yeah. It's
I don't know why.
Yeah, it's a weird word. Maybe it's because it rhymes with butthole.
It's kind of a weird word. Yeah. Oh my gosh.
But that's the beauty of it. It's the symmetry. I need to fill up my gut hole and then empty my butthole.
Symmetry if you're lucky.
Yeah, but if you really think about it, you're just kind of rhyming the same word with itself.
Oh, yeah. Gut hole, butthole. Yeah, it's hole you're rhyming hole with hole.
Yeah, that's you know what? That's okay. Any entertainment we can find in here, on the inside, I'll take it.
Oh, yeah. Fufina.
Yeah.
I come to thee on bended need, seeking thy guidance and assistance, if you are truly the whispered snake that I have heard so much of. Perhaps you could help me and my compatriots escape from this terrible prison.
Oh, we don't use the E word around here very often. It's dangerous.
Oh, I see.
What E word did you say?
Escape.
Escape.
Oh, escape.
Yeah, I had to think about it too. I was like, I said, prison? I said...
Yeah, I was thinking escape started with an S. Escape.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I could... You know what? I wish everything started with an S.
Oh, yeah, that would work out great for you.
That would make my life so much easier.
Be so much easier for you to remember the acronyms about you.
Yeah, I know. Tell me about it. Ugh, there's so many.
I'm kind of the SSS around here, actually.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, let's take a break. Let's take a break. Let's take a break.
Princess... Fufina, is that how you prefer to be addressed?
You can call me Foof.
Foof, okay, Foof.
I feel like I know you all so well already.
Oh, wow. Wow, there's something,
A lot of people are really afraid of me in here. Maybe it's just because of my enormous demeanor and snake-like body. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually a real big softy.
Okay.
I feel like people are just sometimes scared of confidence, and I feel like you have such a strong sense of self, if that makes sense.
Thank you. Yeah, confident women, people are just scared of us, you know? They're just terrified.
So do you mind me asking, what kind of villainous stuff were you up to right before you ended up in this prison?
Oh, murdering, pillaging, kind of
the classics.
I just have an appetite for...
looting?
Violence. Oh, looting, yes. Yeah. I got into some looting, in the later years.
So you're a musician?
Yeah, yes, I play the lute, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, I have a lute collection on the outside. They confiscated it from me when they put me in here. I was really sad about that.
Well, that is
terrible.
Yeah, so I've been whittling my own lute in my downtime.
Hey, we don't need to know what you do with yourself.
Listen, we've all had the urge to whittle our own lute, okay? But yeah. Some of us have cellmates who stare in the night. Arnie.
Gosh, so your cellmate hates music, sounds like.
Yes, Arnie is such a, what do I say, Luddite? That's someone who hates music, right, in this world?
No, not at all.
A Luddite.
You mean a flutite.
A flutite!
Yes.
Now, I am 350 years old, and I don't whittle my flute nearly as often as I used to.
That's all right. Maybe you'll get back into it. Sometimes we forget about hobbies that we enjoyed in the past.
Hmm. Yes, I suppose so.
So it sounds like you want to escape.
Yes, we very much so. We desperately need to get out of here. We came here to find information about the wizards who have constructed this monstrosity of a prison. But now we have learned all we can learn. Wait, hold on a second. Is that true? Arnie Chunt, have we learned all we can learn?
I mean, we can only hold so much information at a time.
You know, there's always
I mean, have we actually figured anything out about why they're doing this? Or
like, life's a journey. Life is a learning journey.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I guess we know the wizards have been putting villains in this prison, you know, partly to keep them from fighting the wizards, but also it seems like they're sucking the power out of everybody for their own gain.
Oh, right, right.
And we know where the prison is now, don't we?
Do we?
I don't know that we do. I mean, we're inside of it.
Huh.
You know what, though? Isn't there a prison inside of all of us?
Wow.
Whoa.
Wow.
Just when I thought I learned everything.
I know. You just got to look on the inside. So, like, even if you weren't in a prison, wouldn't you kind of still be in a prison?
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Of your own making?
So our organs are a prison of our skin, and then the bile is the prison of the organs.
Are you a doctor?
I've played one in a play, I guess.
Like a troupe? A traveling troupe?
Yeah, I was in a traveling troupe. We'd put on little skits, as my mom would call them.
Oh, I love a skit and bit. You all are so entertaining. Are you really sure you want to leave?
Oh, actually, you've been so wonderfully nice. I feel
I could make your lives much better in here. I could promote you to snake side henchman.
We've been working in the kitchen for the last few weeks.
Oh,
holy
the
shit!
Kitchen.
Yes, with Calhaxorus, the knight, the Death Knight.
Guys, we can't escape now. We just got promoted.
Oh.
Everything's going great. As soon as I sell this tomorrow horse, we're going to be set.
Woo. I don't want you guys to think like, you know what? We're a family here. I know you guys think you're just prisoners in a prison, but actually, no. We're a family, and we want everyone to know we care about you.
Oh.
Aww.
Hmm. Being trapped somewhere and you can't leave, that is family.
This feels like when I was called a rock star last week. This feels really good to know that I'm a family.
It's true. I don't know. You're like my little pets.
Oh.
Hmm. That feels less good.
You know, pets are a part of the family if you think about it.
That's true. Aww. They are. Well, I suppose, Chunt, Arnie, are you okay with being pets of Fufina?
That has a real ring to it. Pets of Fufina. Who robbed that horse? The pets of Fufina.
I would get you all little cute harnesses.
Okay.
With your names on them, little name tags.
Yes.
Trying to like that.
On the back, I could put property of Fufina.
Oh, yes. Arnie, come on.
You get two meals a day.
Two meals a day.
And all the belly rubs you want.
Oh, my goddesses. Yes.
So now those two meals a day, are those in addition to the meals that we already get from the prison?
No, I would take those.
Oh, shit.
That makes sense.
And okay. So those belly rubs, are those in addition to the ones we already get from the prison?
Gut hole rubs.
Those gut hole rubs.
Oh, I wasn't aware you were already getting gut hole rubs.
I thought so. I thought that was official. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Sounds like you're getting contraband gut hole rubs.
I think that's something that Prince Vantis was just doing, Arnie.
Oh, that might be. He's crazy.
He's fucking nuts.
What are the perks? What are the... we get a harness. We get belly rubs.
Yes. I would give you cute little pet names.
We like names.
I love getting new names.
Okay.
I mean, I already know yours. It'll be Guthole.
Oh, all right.
Oh, that's the best one.
Fufina, do you have a nickname for Chunt?
Ooh, and I like baked goods. I like baked goods. Keep that in mind.
You know, I was thinking maybe like Sunt.
Oh, yes. It's sort of Arnie and Usador. Sunt, if I'm catching you correctly. Sunt is sort of a sausage and croissant. It's sort of a portmanteau.
Yes, I have heard of those. It's like a, what are the things that's like a cruller and a muffin? A cruffin?
Or a cronut?
Oh, that's what I was thinking, a cronut. That is the one thing I missed from the outside.
Arnie, do they have cronuts on Earth?
I think so.
They're literally the nuts of crows.
Oh, no, we don't have those.
But you stand in line for 6 hours for them.
That's right.
I wish I knew more about crows so I would know, do we have that or not?
Some people call them corvid nuts.
Okay. So it's also like a pizza and a car, like a kizza.
What did you say?
I don't know. I'm just talking.
Arnie, can we add nuts to the corvid in our logo when we get out of here?
Maybe there are already hidden nuts in that logo.
Yes.
Wait a second. Is this you're trying to promote getting nuts?
This is Chunt.
This is Usador.
And we're
getting nuts.
This is a podcast within a podcast where Chunt and I talk about our favorite nuts. I like almonds.
Don't forget to check your testicles in the shower. Well,
that's it. We're done.
Does it have to be in the shower?
Arnie.
All right, I'll send it an email.
So what I was saying is maybe you should abandon these plans of trying to escape and just curl up on a blanket on my bunk.
Oh, and she's wrapping her snake half around the three of us. I feel so enveloped.
I was going to say it's warm. I wouldn't go so far as to say it's warm.
We don't produce our own heat as snake people.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can't regulate my body temperature.
Now,
that's why I need pets like you.
I feel like I'm getting sleepy, and I want to do anything you're telling me to do, and I keep looking directly into your eyes, which seem to be swirling about. But I'm not too worried about it. I think you're on the up and up, but I do have to ask, if one of us does something that you find unacceptable, how would you go about punishing us?
You'll have to be disciplined accordingly.
Okay.
Oh.
That's a vague answer. Now, would you consider devouring one of us whole?
Yes.
Okay.
I consider everything.
Okay, whole is good, though, right?
I would say whole is better than part.
That's true.
Yeah.
You know, would you rather chomp, 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 or chomp?
I'm going to choose chomp.
Single chomp. Yeah.
Also, as a snake princess, I sort of just devour everything whole, so there's not really any chewing.
Yeah, we would just be digested over a course of, I would say, days, weeks? How long does it take?
Oh, sure. Probably weeks, depending.
Okay, sounds horrific.
I pretty much only eat once a week, and I can only really digest food when my body temperature is above a certain degree.
Okay.
Oh, and I swear this is the kind of question I've been trying to ask less often, but I gotta be me. How does your poop work then?
Arnie.
I have a poop hole.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
You mentioned it earlier, and you were correct.
That's right, asked an answer.
Actually, it's more of a cloaca.
Oh.
Do you know what a cloaca is?
Yes.
Surprisingly, it comes up often.
More often than you would think on this show.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. Well, I famously love birds.
They're delicious, yes.
They are delicious. They're also good friends. They also demanded that there be a champion, someone who would come forth into food and protect the forces of good and do righteous deeds in the name of the goddesses. So the birds also did that for me. Yeah, that was me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Foofs, can I ask, do you have any other current minions or pets or buddies or anything?
You know, I did, but unfortunately, I got hungry. And so they're no longer with us.
Oh, no, that's too bad.
They're contributing to my kingdom on the inside, as I like to call it.
Oh, nice. Guys, I'm guessing her friends couldn't stand to watch her eat, so they left and went back to whatever kingdom she's from and started helping, right? We're all tracking this story, right?
I'm confused about the part where there's a kingdom inside of you, but there's also a prison inside of you. I mean, I guess the kingdom has a prison?
Well, that's metaphorical. The kingdom in me is literal because I'm literally eating them and they're going inside my body.
Ah, I see.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's kind of a higher level thinking thing when I'm talking about the prison inside you.
I see.
How often does the snake princess eat?
About once a week.
Okay,
she said that earlier.
Okay.
I mean, it depends on the minions, you know? If I have plenty of minions, it's like I can eat once a week. Less minions, you know, I got to spread it out. Mm. And for a while there, I was doing keto, so I had to be choosy of which minions I was eating.
The most protein-heavy minions you had?
Yes, the most muscular minions.
Right, right.
So no plant-based minions, like a talking flower?
No, goodness, no. No, I have a lot of respect for plants. I would never eat a plant.
That reminds me, guys, when we get to the kitchen, we should put meat back on the menu.
Sure. But how would we say it when we enter the kitchen?
Looks like meat is getting served up. Something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
We'll figure it out in a moment.
Yeah. That's catchy.
I'm real hung up on this idea that there's a prison inside of me. And I know it's supposed to be a metaphor, but I think maybe there's literally a prison inside of me. Because wizard anatomy is fucking crazy, man.
Oh, do you have weird poops?
Oh, the weirdest.
Is that why you think that there's a prison? I would say there's probably a war raging inside of you then.
Whoa.
The stories I could tell you about my poops alone would set your scales ablaze.
I keep saying we should do Patreon miniseries where Usador talks about his poops.
Give me like a little preview.
So I remember everything I eat. So I eat a lot of strange things, and
Well, sometimes that means I defecate and it takes on a life of its own.
Whoa, Arnie, I eat a lot of strange things. He does remember everything. Specifics, whoa.
Did you want me to list them all out right now, Trunt? Because I can start.
Just 72 of them.
72, fine.
That's got to be really interesting for your cellmate.
One, an abacus. Two, soup.
Thank you for going in alphabetical order.
Arnie, I don't know if we've ever said numbers and then the thing, right? It's usually the thing and then the numbers.
Then we say the numbers, yeah.
Yeah,
he's really taking charge. He's cutting us out of the whole process.
He sure is acting weird. Oh, he's on his last one.
And a zebra's face.
The face is the best part.
Oh, yes. Chunt used to make fox face at a restaurant. He ran in a swamp that sunk into the swamp.
Oh, that's terrible. I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you so much.
Did you at least receive a Michelin star?
I did. As my restaurant was sinking into the swamp, a shooting beam crossed the night sky, and I squinted, and it was a Michelin star.
Those are so rare.
Yeah.
And they're kind of a gift and a curse, you know?
Yes. A gift because I can say I got a Michelin star, but a curse because people just have to kind of take my word, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And as a prisoner, I'm sure that people think you're unreliable.
Yeah, but at least, you know, I wasn't visited by fucking Froders. You know that little kind of hobbit guy, Froders?
I don't believe I'm acquainted with Froders.
He goes to every restaurant. It's not a... If you're in Froders, if Froders visits you, it's not a big deal. Michelin. If a Michelin star crosses the night sky, that's a big deal. Once, you know, maybe once a year, once every 2 years.
That's fair.
Froders is an asshole.
So, you still haven't told me. Why are you in this prison?
Oh,
Well, we came here of our own volition.
Yes.
When we heard from our friend Dripfang... Le Disparé, that, who you're acquainted with.
Oh, yes, I remember Dripfang. We were married once.
Oh, that's right.
Assumed you were related. You're both sort of snakes. I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was an unusual pairing, because, you know, normally I'm not attracted to other snake people, but there was just something about him.
Oh, yeah, unusual? he's got a certain something, a little...
Yeah, je ne sais quoi. Je ne sais quoi.
Je ne sais quoi.
Yes.
So he's made up of a bunch of snakes, and you're a big snake.
Correct.
The fact that he's so many snakes, is that kind of like a polyamorous relationship?
You know, it's not, because I was actually married to him and his compatriot at the same time. So I'm very open. I wouldn't say it was polyamory. It was more of a throuple.
Oh.
Is that I guess, you know what, though? I guess a throuple is polyamory, but not all polyamory is a throuple.
Whoa. But it sounds like those relationships.
Yes.
I'm not sure how you say it with throuples.
It didn't work out.
It didn't work
Everyone
out.
Everyone thinks it's going to work out. And it's just, it's too much homework. It's too much relationship homework, you know?
Sure. Yeah. I thought it was going to work out with Jinlevia the Red, the Red Wizard of Nature and Nurture. But now she's become an evil warlord like the rest of the wizards, and I'm mad at her.
Mm-hmm. And I thought it was going to work out with Earwolf, but nothing lasts forever.
Oh, I understand. But you know, love and hate, those emotions are very close.
I don't think so. I hate her, and I'll never love her again, no matter what she says or does. I don't care.
You know, but love and hate, it's like, if you hate someone, it's like you still care about them a lot.
You're wrong. I don't care. Why do you keep saying that?
You know, but it's like the worst thing is not hate, it's indifference.
Whoa.
Which is all she has shown to me is indifference.
Oh, that's worse.
And I just thought of one. The opposite of war is creation.
Okay, go off.
I learned that from Rent.
Oh, yes.
When I pay my rent, my landlord...
I understand.
Okay.
I know what rent is.
Yeah, Chunt, we all know what rent is.
When you give coin to someone who owns a domicile.
It's a pretty simple concept.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about.
Everyone, just pause for a second.
Sounds like your landlord was really philosophical.
It doesn't sound like it's really clicking. So it's my landlord comes once a month.
Your landlord comes?
Yeah, once a month.
That's not very often.
Better than me at 350.
I'm going to continue to try and really hammer home the idea of rent. And why don't we take another break, and we'll be right back with more Fufina.
All right, Chunt, explain it to me one more time. So you give people money and then they stay at your house?
Yes. So you know how...
Yes, that's correct.
Maybe song is best to describe Brent?
Song?
I can't imagine anyone singing about such a boring thing.
500 gold coin is what I pay. Everyone's not really paying attention.
I don't understand what he doesn't think we're understanding.
In gold coin, in gold coin, in gold coin and gold. That's how I pay my rent. Sorry, I said it four times. That was probably too many times.
This is like the time he tried to explain the concept of cats to us.
Yeah, that one's a little more scatterbrained.
Hold on. Did you say cats? I despise cats.
Oh, I figured you'd like to eat a cat. I figured you'd swallow
absolutely.
It.
They think that they sound like me with all their hissing, but they're wrong.
Oh, I never thought about that. Yeah, a snake goes hiss, but cats can also go hiss.
Supposedly, they do that because of snakes. Everyone says that we're their biggest enemy. It's a lot of propaganda.
Yeah, that is propaganda. They're stealing it from you. That's not right.
It's true.
Hey, look, actually, down the hall there, there seems to be a prisoner that's a cat. Let's go. Should we go do something?
Let's go check it out.
Let's go check it out.
But let's make sure it's not Corn Cob the Calico, the cat wizard that is the warden of this prison.
Well.
It was a cat.
Oh, okay, just a cat. Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Well, hold on. You stole that from cats.
I don't know. Which came first? The snake with the hairball or the cat with the hairball?
I assume the cats came first.
Probably the cat.
And then the goddesses saw the cat and they thought, what if that cat didn't have any hair and it had no legs and then it had scales?
Mm-hmm. Wait, are you saying that cats and snakes have a common ancestor?
Well, I think the goddesses created every creature here, the three goddesses that we all worship.
Of course.
Although I don't know your religious beliefs, perhaps you believe something else.
You know what? I respect everyone's religious beliefs. That's another myth about me. Everybody keeps spreading these rumors that I'm intolerant.
Why do you think they keep spreading those rumors?
I don't know. I don't like it. I am very tolerant of all different religions, species, peoples, magic abilities.
It sounds like there's a concerted and predetermined plan to smear your good name, Fufina.
A conspiracy.
And as your favorite pet, I shall rout out this conspiracy and find out who wishes to speak ill of you.
Wait a minute. Ari didn't say conspiracy.
Oh, sorry. Conspiracy.
Okay, he checks out. Never mind.
I appreciate that.
Your Majesty, do you have any suspects that we should first go and find?
I think everyone is a suspect.
Ani, Trunt, I accuse you.
Wait, both of us?
I think you've been spreading rumors about Fufina, trying to make her seem intolerant and cruel.
I'd eat you, but I just had a meal.
I mean, yeah. I do like to talk shit in general, but I just met Fufina.
Who doesn't? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's so fun. Like, hey, hold on just a second. Trent Usador, I need to talk to Foofs for just a second.
All right. Well, I was in the middle of accusing you of something, but I'll walk away.
Foofs.
Yeah.
These other two fucking suck.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
Arnie, should I walk away too?
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Oh, no. Nothing worse than being caught. Nothing. Ooh,
but
that's bracing.
You're talking about them like you hate them, but you're friends with them, aren't you?
I am. I love them dearly. I love them more than I love anybody in this prison.
That's interesting because, you know, you're only as good as the friends you keep.
Oh, shit.
Were you aware of that saying?
No.
Ha, 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 ha. Your friends suck, Artie.
But you know what? You have each other, so you can all suck together.
Okay.
Okay.
You can all suck each other, you know?
Yeah, well.
Should I stay over here?
It's on the table.
You know, everything's on the table in prison. It's just a free-for-all in here.
All right. Are we being mean to Usador? Should we let him come back and accuse us and try to get us killed?
Yeah, he looks sad. Come on, buddy. Come back over.
He can accuse you, but like I said, I'm not going to eat you because I just ate. But I'll keep you around, maybe next week.
Guys, remember, in 1 week, run.
Set your calendars.
So you're saying, like, near the end of next week's episode, we should remember to run.
Yeah, I might just show up.
We also have to remember to remind that guy to take out his trash. So take out the trash, episode, okay. Run.
Jason.
Huh? I'm Chunt.
No, Jason. We have to.
My name
Jason.
Is Chunt.
Is this another prisoner that you're talking about?
Oh,
or
I don't know.
Or someone on the outside?
Just someone imprisoned by the weekly task of having to remember to take the garbage out.
Oh, yeah. What a bummer.
I know.
Reminds me.
Don't
of
have to do that here.
We don't do that in Spartania either. Everything is compostable.
Oh.
Yes, they live in accordance with the rules of the jungle. They live a life that is intertwined with the natural surroundings that they find themselves in.
Yes.
Their buildings.
You know quite a bit about us for someone who's not a snake person.
I am a great wizard who has traveled all over Foon, and I know of all the creatures, great and small, who inhabit it.
Oh, but speaking of creatures, do any of you have anyone on the outside that's missing you right now?
Who wants to go through the list of guests starting in episode one? I guess episode one was the three of us.
That's just the three of us.
Then we had Tom the Traveler.
Yeah. He's mad at us right
Flower,
now, for sure.
Larry Birdman.
Flower's
always
Flower's
mad
probably
us.
Mad at us.
Larry Birdman's probably not mad at us. He might miss us, but he probably isn't thinking about us. He's
probably indifferent, which is the worst one, right?
Yeah, we do. And we learned that from Fufina.
What about sweet little Momo? She probably misses us.
She's probably busy doing her spinoff in the tavern.
All right.
So many spinoffs.
I think what I meant was, like, Spawn. Do you have any little Spawn running around?
Oh.
Little, you know, Spawn babies?
Well, I did have a sidekick many years ago called Kid Usador. We just recently realized, like, we don't know what the hell happened to him.
Arnie, your eyes lit up when she said baby Spawn. You wrote it down and said, email comic books?
Yes, I was like, get this to Todd McFarlane.
One time I cut up my fingers and they turned into little Usadors.
You know, I've laid many an egg in my day.
Oh.
But I don't miss any of them. They grew up so fast. Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. So your mother as well is a princess?
Yes.
I had no idea. Do you ever see any of your children?
No. You know, I ate a few of them when they were born just because I didn't feel like they were going to make it.
Yeah, sure.
Wait, hold on. I was only half paying attention, so apologies if I misunderstood this part. You said your mother is a princess? Your mother wasn't a queen?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
No, I said I have laid an egg in my day.
Oh, I see. I thought you said that your mother was a princess. I don't know.
At one time, yes. Weren't all queens princesses?
Your mother was a princess, became the queen, had you. You became
yes,
the princess.
I correct. See. Thank
I'm
you
glad
for
we
the
fixed
royal
that.
Hierarchy.
Okay, fine. Eat me first.
You have to wait a week.
I'll put you on the list.
Ooh, Arnie's on a list. Arnie, that could also be a T-shirt. Eat me first.
Okay, against my better judgment, I'm going to update my T-shirt in the TeePublic store to say, eat me first. No one's going to buy it, but if you do buy it, take a picture.
It'll last longer.
Send it to your senator.
If past is prologue, I think 6 people will buy it.
Okay, sounds about right, on par. So that will be updated in the TeePublic store. We don't have to update any of the other shirts, but do either of you want to update?
Yeah, I want one that says, what did I say? Ask me about my buttholes.
Okay. ASS?
I think so.
Okay.
Fufina, do you want a shirt in the store?
Oh, I don't wear clothing.
No. Oh, I can't.
You.
Oh, my gosh. You know what?
Yes.
I start to look up when you said keep
yes.
looking up. I stopped right at your navel. Mm-hmm. I just looked up further. Ga-ga-ga-goy.
Eyes down here.
Oh, sorry. Let me put them back down. Okay.
Wait, your eyes are down where?
Just where? Down.
Princess, I had a question. It's a little embarrassing because if I'm wrong, I feel pretty stupid. But is it true that your kind, when you coil yourself around someone, that person has to tell the truth?
Yes. That's not a myth.
Whoa.
That's true. Do you want to try it out?
Yeah, can you wrap around Arnie?
Yeah, wrap up Arnie.
I'm usually pretty honest, but sure.
Oh, Chunt, what should we ask him now?
Oh, should we see, like, if he's really bad at math? Like, ask him 2 + 2 and see if he's been lying this whole time?
Yeah.
I so hope I'm not forced to accidentally admit I think these guys fucking suck.
Okay, Arnie, it's time to face some truths. You know, Usador and I have been two of your closest quote-unquote friends. But what's 2 + 2?
Is there a prison inside of you?
The answer is the same for both. I don't know.
Checks out.
All right. Good. That can't be a lie.
Thank you, Fufina.
No problem.
Well, I don't know that, Fufina, if you're going to be to help us escape, but you certainly can give us some succor while we are here and some peace of mind as we act as thine pets and curl around thee to give your body the warmth that we no longer need and shed it off unto thee.
Oh, good. And I'll also send you on some dastardly deeds about the prison to keep you busy.
Oh it's nice to have projects.
Sure.
Yeah, little side quests.
Little side quests.
What sort of dastardly deeds? I'm not
really... Well, you know, stealing people's toothbrushes and small things that they think that they misplaced somewhere and, you know, just gaslighting them about
that's
it.
That's despicable. I shall ne'er commit such an evil deed.
Wait, Arnie, isn't this the exact plot to what you called the Borrowers?
Yes.
You said it was like an Earth family or something?
Mm-hmm. I think that's... I've definitely seen.
That sounds super... Fofina, we'll absolutely complete your little quests as your pets. Do you think they could probably last 35 to 40 minutes for, like, spin-off material?
I don't understand what you mean.
He just wants to know if these quests are have enough meat on the bone for us to do a whole episode about them.
I see what you're saying. I mean, it's up to you. You know what? I give you the freedom to decide how long you gaslight and how long you pillage. That's what I do for my minions. I am not just your boss. I'm your friend.
That's
right. We're a family here, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like it's not just maximum security prison. It's a family.
I can't wait until it's my turn to be devoured by Fufina. I just keep staring into her eyes. They spin around, and I feel like I want to do whatever she tells me to do.
Yeah, I feel really good about Fufina, and I just saw the contract she has for our little side quests. If we collect 100 toothbrushes, we get paid 1/10 of one toothbrush.
Yeah, and so if you tell your friends, then, you know, you can be a boss.
Oh, wow.
Like, if you get other people under you to do side quests.
Now, hang on.
Hmm?
Last week, we got suckered into a deal.
Hmm? Why are there so many MLMs in this prison?
I'm trying to offload these socks and this tomorrow horse. It's tomorrow's horse today. I can't move any of this shit.
So it sounds like you don't want to be your own boss.
Ah, son of a bitch.
Don't you want to be free from constraints?
I'd love to be free from constraints.
The shackles of established capitalism?
Oh, no. I thought we were in a prison for villains, but it's worse than I thought. Are we in a prison for entrepreneurs?
I mean, aren't those the biggest villains?
Kind of.
Wow. Hot take.
Fufina, would you mind... Is it okay if... I know I'm your minion now. Is it all right if we answer an email?
Yes, please.
All right. Listeners, you can email us at magictavern@puppies.supplies. It's a real email address. Or even better, you can join the Patreon at patreon.com/magictavern. You get so much great bonus content, and you can also email us directly there. Here's an email we received recently. Hello, Arnie, Chunt, Usador, and guest. For quite a while, I've been using one of Usador's names as a pet name for my spouse. At least it used to be the one of his names, until he let an inventory imp eat it on a recent episode. So while none of you remember it, my partner is now the only one with that name. Usador always says, names have power. So I was wondering what this means for her. Am I married to a blue wizard now? If she's going to inherit magical powers, some pointers from Usador would be appreciated. Thank you and keep up the good work. Your boon companion, Buff E. Stott, they them. Southern Wisconsin.
Nice try, but you're not taking my powers that easily. Get over yourself. I don't know what name you're talking about, but I find this highly suspect that I would have given up one of my closely held titles.
They also seemingly wanted your fingers. Give me a few pointers.
Oh.
Disgusting.
Yeah, I'm not going to go into all the emails we have, people asking for your fingers.
I mean, I have all my favorite names. I'm still Soda Pop and Daddy, Salamander Pondu, Mr. Yuagi, Stinklefeather Wizardbeard.
These can't be right.
Johann Sebastian Bacharach, Papa Mache, Pee Pee Poo, Lucy Yucy, Dale Sprinkle Sleeves,
okay,
Robert makes... Evans, Anthony Don Walker.
This makes me think you did give away some of your names because these ones suck.
Now, Chut, one of those names you gave me yourself, Leverly Belangelo.
That one's pretty good.
That one's pretty good. I remember the inventory imp. I just can't remember the name. It's as if it's been erased from my mind.
If this is true, which I am highly doubtful about, I wish he'd just taken Bagel Me Fingies.
Fufina, yes. Obviously you're royalty, you're a princess, but if you, not that you ever would be, if you were someone else's pet, what do you have a pet name that you would like to be called?
Jungle Skunk.
You had that Jungle so skunk. Ready.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, all teed up and everything.
I was called that for a while.
Oh.
When I was younger.
Hmm. Jungle Skunk, mm-hmm. I like that a lot.
A lost love, perhaps?
Yes. I don't like to go into it because I don't like having feelings.
Oh. She probably ate. She
probably ate him. Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Her, them.
Yeah, I ate him.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what their pronouns were. It was so long ago.
Yeah.
You ate the bones? I think it's safe to say you ate the bones.
I think, I don't discriminate. You know, I just, oh.
One just big chomp.
One big chomp.
One big chomp. Mm-hmm. Speaking of one big chomp, Arnie, any other emails?
Yeah, thousands that I haven't responded to.
I actually have another email if you'd like to hear it.
No, please.
This comes from our direct messages on Patreon. It says, hey, our knee, spelled O-U-R-K space K-N-E-E. I'm just curious to know if you've ever actually seen Usador manipulate any magical delights.
No.
I do happen to have a couple of magical delights that I would love to have manipulated if he is available. Thanks. And that was from Jason...
Jason, this is the same Jason who we need to remind about his garbage every week.
There can only be one. It's such an unusual name.
Why is this guy getting so much airtime?
I don't know. And again, like I said, we get so many messages, people begging for your fingers.
Wait a minute. Arnie, answer the question. Have you ever seen Usador perform a magical delight?
No.
Fufina, wrap around him?
I have seen him perform a couple afternoon delights on accident when I walked in on him.
Okay, that was the true part.
Oh. Okay.
Dare you say you've never seen me manipulate magical delights? All I do is wonderful magic!
Oh, he kind of took out scissors, cut a folded piece of paper, and then opened the paper, and it was like a bunch of children holding hands.
Like a snowflake.
Yeah. He cut it very fast, though. That is impressive.
Super fast.
Oh, wait, don't yank that table. Oh, he yanked that tablecloth and all the silverware.
Everything just shattered.
Shattered everywhere.
Right. We spent so much time setting up this elaborate dinner service.
Let me try it on the table next to it. Let me try the other table.
Oh, no.
And...
Oh, this time the tablecloth shattered.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
That was brittle. Very brittle.
Yeah, unexpected.
There goes that fancy restaurant we were trying to set up in our prison cell.
Son of a bitch.
Maybe the fancy restaurant was the friends we made along the... No, it's been 10 years. The friends we made along the way are long gone. I envy them. I thought this was over, but apparently we're updating the shirts in the T Public store again. Between this and my consulting on picking a new pope, change is in the air. Now the Arnie shirt reads, eat me first. The Chunt shirt reads, ask me about my buttholes. Both shirts, along with other less horrible Magic Tavern shirts, are currently available in the T Public store. Go on, buy one. I dare you. Link in the show notes. Use It All the Wizard was brought to life by Matt Young. Chunt the Talking Badger was fully and artfully realized by Adol Refai. Fufina the Snake Princess was played by special guest Sejal Joshi. Sejal teaches improv at the Annoyance Theater in Chicago and performs with the Improvised Shakespeare Company. And don't ask how I know this, but once while on tour with the Second City National Touring Company, Sejal was the only one to follow the script while her castmates cowered in the shadows arrows, and the end result was Sejal shouting, "Choose!" to a room full of confused Long Island theatergoers. Let it never be said that Sejal Joshi doesn't know how to commit. To learn more about Princess Fufina and her romantic dalliances with Dripfang and the Baron, check out her appearances on the Magic Tavern spin-off Masters of Mayhem, available on the Magic Tavern Patreon. Please note, Masters of Mayhem, not entertainment. Hello from the Magic Tavern is an independent production, made possible by supporters of the Magic Tavern Patreon. Patrons get ad-free episodes, all the spin-offs, and at least 2 new bonus episodes each month. To learn more about supporting the show, visit patreon.com/magictavern. And if you sign up directly on the website instead of the Apple Patreon app, you can avoid any extra Apple fees. Hello from the Magic Tavern is produced by Arnie Niekamp, Matt Young, and Adil Rafai. Post-production coordination by Garrett Schultz. Associate producer Anna Haverman. This episode edited by Garrett Schultz. Speaking of Garrett, with the 3rd season of the Wheel of Time television series concluding, so has his unofficial, unsanctioned, unbelievable reaction podcast. Garrett and super friends Adam and Faye deliver deserved praise and fair justice on a property that they, and a bunch of the internet, have strong feelings about. Listen to the Wheel of Time show about the Wheel of Time show wherever you get your podcasts. Oh, I get it, a wheel that revolves. Similar to how I have to keep talking about this over and over again. All episodes available now. Hello from the Magic Tavern logo by Allard Laban. Magic Tavern theme by Andy Poland.